I don't know about you, but I am so bummed that there won't be a company Christmas party this year.
I know. Me too.
We know Tad's bummed because we always get the stories that Monday morning, like, oh, I should have went home, and then I went to karaoke with English Nick from the river.
Oh, excuse me. Remember, I think it was last year that I was like, I'm going to leave with my wife.
Right?
And I did.
Yeah.
And it stunk. But, yeah, I mean, the Monday after your company Christmas party, there's always these great stories. So we figured, let's do best of company Christmas parties so we can relive some of these great memories.
Yeah, it's Throwback Thursday, right?
Yeah.
That one thing that you remember that will always stay in your mind from a company Christmas party, 404-741-0985. I think Drex just shared his... Tad going out with English Nick?
Yeah, that's my...
Come on, the party lizard? That's the best the party lizard can come up with?
I don't have anything.
We have some comments on our Facebook page. Bobby says, at our company party one year, my wife and I were talking to a coworker's wife when her stick-on name tag came fluttering off. And being the gentleman I am, I bent down, picked it up, and without thinking, proceeded to put it back on her ample bosom.
Just right.
Oh,
there.
My
and
gosh.
Extra points for Bobby for using the word bosom. Kimberly said, I work for a Japanese company. At our company Christmas party, the president of the company was going to sing New York, New York and wanted a chorus line. So me and a few friends joined him. And as we were kicking, my shoe flew off and hit him in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
And then this is the greatest comment on our Facebook page, B98.5 on Facebook. Things that happen at your company Christmas party. Lisa says, I also work for a Japanese company. She says, about 32 years ago, we had a holiday party on Christmas Eve. This German guy and nine of his buddies crashed our party. They brought guns.
What?
They killed people.
What?
They stole bearer bonds. They destroyed several floors of the plaza, along with some help from a New York City cop.
Boy, that sounds a little bit like a movie I've seen before.
It's Hans Gruber. That is amazing. Lisa, you've already won the day. What scandalous thing happened at your company Christmas party? 404-741-0985. Beth in Atlanta?
It wasn't so much about what happened at the Christmas party, but it's what happened the day after, and I took full advantage of it.
Okay, we got to hear that story coming up next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now the great thing about the company Christmas party is all the ridiculous, scandalous stuff that goes down. We got to admit. And this year, of course, no Christmas party. It's so sad. So we have to go virtual. We have to relive Christmas parties past with your stories.
Yeah, there was something, I think it was last week, it was like the best way to get through the pandemic is through nostalgia.
Yeah.
Through like, you know, reliving things that happened in the past. Well, here, boom, nailed it.
So we're talking about scandalous things that happened at your company Christmas party. And Beth is in Atlanta. You were saying that it wasn't so much what happened at the Christmas party, but you taking advantage of the Christmas party the next day.
So I moved to Atlanta a few years ago to be closer to family, and I needed a job, right? So I work in the hospitality industry. So I had an interview with a company on a Friday in December. Well, when I walked in, the entire office smelled like booze. And there were a lot of empty cubicles. A lot of people were not there. It looked like The Walking Dead.
So, like, you're saying that the party was on, like, a Thursday night, and you come in on a Friday, nobody shows up to work?
Right. But I didn't know that at the time.
Right.
I didn't know that the party was the day before. So, I'm like, what is going on in this office? Like, where are all the people? Why does it smell like alcohol?
I'd be like, where do I sign up? This job
right.
is could you imagine you're in the interview and they're like, so why do you think you'd be a perfect fit? And be like, I smell like booze. You smell like booze.
I'm not going to be here much on Fridays. So.
Right. This is a perfect fit. So the two people that were interviewing me, they started taking me around and giving me a tour of the office. Right. Like, I'm meeting the staff. They showed me the copy room, the break room, everything.
That sounds like a good sign, right? When you go for a job interview and they're introducing, usually you would get whisked away to some back room.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was ready to go into the boardroom and be grilled. But I'm like, they're giving me a tour of the office. They even took me to my desk.
Oh, wow.
I realized they thought that I was coming in for orientation because they were, that's how out of it they were from the holiday party.
So they didn't actually even interview you. They just showed you around?
Yeah. I started that morning. And I've been working there ever since.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was amazing.
Well, they probably wanted to hire you right away because if the Christmas party was the night before, they were planning to fire people. So, you know what I mean? They just needed to replace someone.
The funny thing is, I'm not qualified for this job. I don't know.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.